I do know that she lives in London and she went to drama school and became a Christian at drama school. And she works with Fusion in the whole area of, actually, she goes into drama schools mostly for Fusion. Now, Fusion is the university Christian ministry that we support, and actually, some of our church community were instrumental in founding Fusion a number of years ago, quite a long time ago. So we've had a long relationship with Fusion. So it's great to welcome you here. Catherine, I have forgotten one thing I needed to say, which was to thank Elizabeth and Rebecca for leading worship, because it was great worship, and I had it at the back of my mind and it floated off somewhere. But now it's floated back just to say thank you for great worship. So Catherine, can I pray for you? And
Yes,
then
please.
the time is yours, so
Thank you.
feel free to give us the word. So, dear Father, we do thank you for Catherine, and thank you for her giving up her time today to come to talk with us and bring what she has on her heart, Lord, the ministry, and what you have to share with us through her. Would you anoint her? Would you bless her? Would you use her this morning? We welcome her into this space of speaking to us as a body. We welcome the word that she may bring, and we welcome the ministry that she represents. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Now, do you want this? Or...
Thank you. Just get my notes up. Great. Thank you so much for having me. This church is so lovely. It really is like a family. I love how you share about what's going on in your lives. That's what church should look like, doing life together. And Harpingdon is so lovely as well. I was walking here and someone was walking their dog and smiled at me and said good morning. And I was so shocked I didn't know what to do. I was like, this never happens in Southeast London. How do I respond? But yeah, I just want to thank you as a church for inviting me to share a little bit of what God is doing in Fusion, what we're up to, and share a bit of what I do as well in Fusion. And thank you for supporting us, for journeying with us. I didn't know that you had founding members. It's amazing that you've really been a part of Fusion from the beginning, and that you're not a student church, but you really want to run with us. Because, yeah, we are running towards the same goal, aren't we, of seeing people saved, seeing hearts and lives transformed and added to the church. So at Fusion, what do? We are a student mission organisation. We connect students to church and church to students. We want to see churches that are spectacular at reaching students, and students that whatever they do, wherever they go, will make sure that they make God known. My role at Fusion looks a little bit different. As Sue already said, I work with drama schools, encouraging creatives to share their faith, and just helping the church to reach these drama schools because they haven't been reached in years past. But before, and I do this because I got saved at drama school. I became a Christian at drama school. But before I tell you my story and more of what we're doing at Fusion and what we're seeing, it'd be great if we could just start in the Bible. So if you have your Bible, I'm going to read Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. So Matthew 28. Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." The Great Commission, this is a super well-known verse. It's the last thing that Jesus chose to say to the disciples, the last thing he said before he ascended to heaven. Go, therefore, go and make disciples. Go and tell people the good news. Go and tell them what I've done, what I'm doing, and what I will do. And don't worry, I'll be with you while you do it. Therefore, go. That really is the heartbeat behind everything that we do at Fusion. We long to see students and people just responding to that call of go. seeing students thriving for Jesus, not just surviving, hiding away with their Christian friends, but boldly declaring that they're living for him, having a lot of fun, and then seeing their friends saved, seeing their friends' lives transformed by the good news, by the gospel, by Jesus. So how are we seeing students respond to this call? What are we seeing God do? So we've just met Generation Z. They're more technologically savvy, they're more socially aware, and they're more open to church than any generation we've ever seen go before them. If you ask to pray for them, they'll say yes. If you invite them to church, they might not be too sure, but it's not because they're cynical about the system of church or because they have loads of spiritual baggage. It's just because they've literally never been. They've never been to church. We have such an opportunity to just extend the invitation to simply say, hey, why not try church? Why not at university when you've got all these new experiences lined up? Just come. Just come and try out church as one of these new experiences. So that's why this last summer, we went to 21 Freshers' Fairs with that invitation. We had a stand covered in orange, because that's the fusion colour. We love a bit of orange. And we invited a generation to try church. We got them to sign up to our Student Link Up app, which gives them a list of churches in their local area, and then gives student workers a list of students that are thinking about coming to their church so that they can message them and get to know them a bit before they walk through the doors on a Sunday. Now, this app was originally created so that we'd make sure that Christians got plugged into church really quickly when they joined uni. But this last summer, we saw hundreds of students sign up that have never been to church before, that wouldn't call themselves Christians. And that's amazing, isn't it? And at one of these Freshers' Fairs, we went up to a student, invited them to church. He said, why not try church? And he said, yeah, all right. So what day is it on? It's like, wow, Generation Z, they don't know that church is on a Sunday. That's so exciting. They've literally never been. Another girl, she found a church through Student Link Up. She was already a Christian. And she went 1 week. She loved it. She's like, this is my home. This is my family. And then she's heading out for the second week. So she's leaving her flat, and her flatmate's in the kitchen, pops her head around the corner and says, oh, where are you off to? She says, oh, I'm going to church. Do you want to come? And the flatmate's like, yeah, right. I've got nothing else to do. Might as well. So they're heading out. And then another flatmate pops their head around the corner. Where are you guys going? Oh, we're going to church. Do you want to come? Yeah, all right. Why not? And so she turns up at church wide-eyed, with her whole flat behind her, with her whole floor of her halls of residence behind her, like, hi, yeah, last week was my first week, don't really know anyone here, I'm a Christian, this is my whole flat, none of them are Christians, and none of them have ever been to church before. Yeah. And that's what we love to see at Fusion. I mean, that's what God is doing. It's so, so, so exciting. We're seeing students that are planning to live in households of non-Christians for their second year, and then seeing all of those planned housemates get saved in their first year, and then having to go out and find new non-Christian friends or like live in an all-Christian household. It's so exciting. This generation of students and student workers really understand that they are the living, breathing mission of God, that they are his hands and feet. They're not just praying to see their friends saved. They're not just praying for revival. They're responding to that call of go. And it really is worth celebrating. It's really worth celebrating what God is doing, because he really is doing a new thing in our nation, across the world. And we love celebrating at Fusion. We're quite a young organisation, so we love partying. And we threw a massive party earlier this year to celebrate what God is doing in student mission. So we all gathered in the centre of London, and we gave out awards and grants to student workers that were doing amazing things in the world of student mission. And there were hundreds of stories that came out at this event, and hundreds of things that we saw students do and student workers do, but I'm just going to tell you three of my favourite stories from the night of three students. So there's a girl called Tamsin from Central Church in Edinburgh. So Tamsin saw that in universities all over, but in the university next to her church, mental health was a massive problem, a massive problem. And she thought, you know what? God can do something here. So she approached her uni and said, is there any way we can serve you? Is there any way we can get involved and help you out? And the uni just responded with, yeah, we're drowning. Anything you think, just we'll say yes to. Just come and help. And so she got to pitch church to all the freshers at their opening lecture. She got to stand up and say, come and try our church. Come and use our church's counselling services. We have counsellors there for you if you need them. And here's our Alpha course as well. Why don't you come on it? She saw an issue that God could solve, where the church could step in. And so she just went for it. She responded to the call of go and she went. The next student is a girl called Fumi. She goes to CLC in Oxford. And I just love this story because it's just quite fun and really normal. So Fumi, on a Friday and Saturday night, transforms her church into an event called Hair, Beauty and Soul. She invites clubbers and partygoers to come to church before going out to get their hair done, to get their nails done by people in the church. And it's just created a space for them to ask questions about faith, to come to church without feeling threatened. It's just a normal way of sort of merging them in to begin with. And just a way to bless them as well. The last student is Joss from Holy Trinity Manchester. Joss started an initiative called Prayer and a Pint. It was originally a Bible study with his rugby mates, but it grew bigger than that. It turned out his whole rugby team wanted to come along, and it became like a mini Alpha course where they would have a pint and pray for each other and ask questions about God and really sort of, yeah, delve into why these lads believed and why these ones didn't. He saw that his friends didn't want to come to church, so he thought, you know what, I'll go to them. And that's what we want. We want all students and all people to know that they have a part to play, that they have a voice that God wants to use, that they're not just at university or working to get a degree or to get money, but whatever they do, it's their ministry. Whatever they do, they're working for God. To spark this and get students ready to really go again this coming September, we're holding our annual Fusion Conference in Oxford, which we feel is quite a prophetic space because it's the first university city. It's really the ground that grew student mission. So it's quite a good place to encourage students to be more missional. The invite for all of our other conferences was just open to students and student workers, but this one, we've just flung the doors wide. We said, it doesn't matter if you're a student or not, you're a student of God, so just come. And we're hoping to have 600 people join us, encounter God, learn more about how we can share our faith really naturally, and then go out and see lives changed and see what God will do. So if you would like to come, we'd love to have you. It's from the 30th of August to the 1st of September. The invite's there. So I'm so passionate, personally passionate, about seeing students grow into this, into living radically different yet normal missional lives, because I became a Christian while I was at drama school, which is, yeah, it's basically university, but for people who hate maths and love being on stage. I met Jesus in my second year while on an exchange in Philadelphia. And the long and the short of my story is this. While I was out there, I received one of the worst phone calls of my life, telling me that one of my friends back home had sadly passed away very, very suddenly. And I was struck by immense grief. And I got in contact with his mom, and I asked her, well, I told her I was so sorry and there was nothing I could do. And I was surprised that she was filled with this unexplainable peace. And she told me that before her son died, he smiled and he said, I wish you could see what I'm seeing. I wish you could come with me where I'm going. And I thought, oh, wow, I have to look into this. I have to look into this. Because he knew where he was going, and I'm not sure I do. And it just so happened that the two girls I had traveled out to the States with were both Christians. Yeah, so I sat down with them and they told me not just about heaven, but about joy. A joy that came from God that wasn't based on circumstances, and about a relationship with Jesus that was personal and alive, and I'd never heard about that before. And after lots of conversations and lots of prayer from them, I was waiting for a train one day and I cried my first prayer to Jesus. I prayed that God would take the weight of grief off my shoulders, that he'd give me just a short break in my sadness. And in that moment, I felt a rush of joy and I got on the train laughing, and I hadn't laughed in months. I got into a hip-hop class, as you do, and a girl came over to me who I'd never spoken to before, and she said, I just feel like I should talk to you, and this is a bit awkward, but I feel like I should invite you to my church. It's a church for actors, dancers, creatives. There's only 20 of us, but I just feel like I should invite you. And I think I said yes before she'd finished the sentence, and I went along, and I found a community that loved me, but loved Jesus more. And you could see that. They welcomed me in and they introduced me to the God who made me. I'm just so thankful that that girl responded to God's quiet whisper of go, even if she felt it was awkward. God used students to save my life, and he wants to use many more to save many, many others. Because God, he uses completely unqualified people to share the gospel, doesn't he? And students are literally unqualified, but he uses people that haven't memorized the whole Bible. He uses people that haven't fasted for 40 days. He uses people that are completely ordinary, like me and you, to do extraordinary things. He qualifies the unqualified. He calls us to go, with the promise of him always being by our side. So let's just quickly go back to that passage in Matthew. I'm just going to read it one more time. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So what about you in your lives? How are you responding to the call of go? He's handed the invitation to all of us, not as a burden, but as a promise of a light, lifelong, never-ending adventure. He does the heart transforming, the saving. All we have to do is spread the word. We get to tell people about the God that flung the stars into space, yet knows their name and has a great plan for their life. And you might be sitting here thinking, yes, amen, I'm ready to jump into your mission, Lord. Or you might be like, no, it's really awkward. I don't share my faith naturally. It's not really my thing. I think I'll just leave it to the students. Hopefully they'll save this next generation. And I get that, because sometimes evangelism and sometimes mission can seem more like awkward door-to-door sales pitching than an adventure. We can so often feel like we're selling Jesus to people, sort of telling them the good bits but avoiding the cost and the sacrifice, or trying to slide him into conversation wherever we can, looking for an opening, and then when we do get an opening, using loads of Christian jargon that even we maybe don't really understand. But I think when we really understand and read Matthew 28, we can find freedom from feeling like this. We really can. We can start to see evangelism and mission as an adventure. We see at the beginning of Matthew 28 that all authority is Jesus's and that we're under his authority. So that means we don't have to go around creating opportunities. He gives us opportunities. We're not selling Jesus like a product, being like, this is how Jesus and church would be a lovely addition to your lovely, comfortable life. No, we're walking around knowing that Jesus has radically saved our lives, radically transformed our hearts. We don't want to imagine life without him. We can't imagine life without him. We know he's a savior, that he is our life. He's not an addition. Every breath is from him. So when we share him, it overflows out of love, not a burden or of duty, but love. An evangelist that I look up to on the Fusion team once said to me, just pray for opportunities. Pray for opportunities and just see what God does. And that just changed everything for me. I was like, oh, okay. So I just pray and then see what Jesus wants to do. Not what I do for him, but what he wants to do with me. Now that is exciting. So I prayed and then I went through a few months of just being in coffee shops, on transport, or just walking out. And people would just want to talk to me about Jesus. And I'll tell this one story to close, just to maybe inspire you a bit or stir you a bit. So I was getting on a train to York to go up to see the Fusion team. And I'd actually prayed that day, Lord, I don't want to be an evangelist this morning. I just want to sleep on the train because I'm tired. And I prayed that the train would be empty. And I got on and the train was empty. I was like, yes, get in, great. And I sat down and got ready to like sleep. And this lady runs on the train 2 minutes before it's about to leave. The whole carriage is empty and she's walking down and I'm thinking, please don't sit next to me, please don't sit next to me, please don't sit next to me. And she sits next to me. I'm like, no. I put my headphones in, turn around and take my Bible and a book out. And then the train starts to go and I feel this vigorous tap on my shoulder and I look over and this woman is in floods of tears and is motioning for me to take my earphones out. So I take my earphones out and I'm like, are you all right? And she's like, are you a Christian? I was like, yeah. She's like, can you pray for me? And I was like, yeah, of course I can pray for you. What's going on? She's like, I'm on my way to a funeral of a friend that died really suddenly. They were only in their 20s. I was just wondering whether you could pray. And we chatted for about 2 hours and prayed and had a great conversation. And then she got off the train a stop before mine. And I really just had to stop and just sit with God for a moment. And I was like, wow, Lord, like, you knew I'd be on that train. You knew that she would be traveling to a funeral that morning. You know that my story is from a friend that died very suddenly in their 20s. And that's exactly what she needed prayer for. You provided the opportunity. This really is an adventure. It's not a burden at all. God, you gave me the door and just said, go. Just go, Catherine. And it was a completely extraordinary yet totally normal moment. And I feel like that's what God wants to do across the nation and in this church as well. He wants to give everyone extraordinary yet completely normal moments to share him. I'm not sure what that will look like in your week this week. Maybe your hairdresser will ask you what you did this weekend. Maybe one of your colleagues will tell you that they're really ill and the medicine hasn't been working. Or maybe you'll be on a train next to someone who really wants to chat. And then you'll hear God whisper, go. It's such an adventure living for Jesus. And it's an adventure working for Fusion as well. I love working for Fusion. I love what we're doing. I love what God is doing in Fusion and the student world. And if you'd like to know some more about Fusion, how you can get involved, maybe partner with us, grab me at the end. I'd love to chat to you. I think I've got about 10 of these Fuse magazines, which has got some more stories of what we're doing and a little card in it as well. But I'd love just to pray for us before we finish. Is that all right if I just pray? Yeah, Lord. Jesus, I just want to thank you for this church. I want to thank you for everything that you're doing in the lives of the people in this church. God, I pray that you bless them. And I pray that this week everyone here would have an opportunity to share their faith in an extraordinary yet completely normal way. Pray that you open up our ears so that we can hear your call of go more clearly. I pray that we see living with you as an adventure and sharing you as light and fun and not a burden. I thank you, Jesus, for the Alpha course here that's starting. I pray you bless it that you bring loads of people that don't know you onto it, and that we see life saved and added to this church. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. In your precious name, amen.